Today's share in the Daf Yomi is Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Mem Zayin. We begin already two-thirds of the way down on Mem Zayin with Aleph at the very start of the wider lines with the two dots. And we quote Rav. Amar Rav, Rav tells us, HaMekadish B'movah, if a woman is Mekudeshes with a loan, in other words, the potential suitor gave her a loan previous to the Kiddushin, and now he says, you know that loan that I gave you? I want to be Mekadish you with that loan. So, Eina Mekudeshes. Rav tells us, this is Aloch we learned previously, that a woman cannot be Mekudeshes with a milva. Because milva lehotzah nitna. This is a very important idea. As Rashi says, you see this in the Rashi's, in the second of the wide lines at the bottom, lehotzah nitna. Halove rashai lehotziah bohotzah. The lova, when he borrows the money, he obviously wants to use that money. It's not going to keep that money around like a pikadon. He wants to use that money. So it's lehotzah nitna. It was given to him in order to go and spend it. Veino chayiv lahamido beisko. He doesn't have to go and put it into a business and keep the principle, so to say, intact. He's using it for whatever purpose he wants to use it for. It doesn't have to be shetei mitsuya b'chol eis shiit ba'enu, so that the person who lent the money can say, okay, I want it back now. So that's different than a pikadon. The pikadon, I'm lending you my axe. So you're going to use my axe, but whatever I want it back, I take it back. The axe is intact the way it is. That's not money. When you lend money to somebody, you expect them to go and use that money. Okay, they owe you that amount of money, and you'll get it back. But you won't get the same $100 bill that he gave you back. That was spent, and you'll give him back a different $100. So therefore, v'kivan d'lohot saw it nitna, since this money is given to be spent and to be used, havi lo ki dida. So when a woman got this loan originally from her potential suitor, eventually, so that money is now hers. V'lo yav lo midi. So now when he says, be mekadesh to me with this loan, so you can't do this. The money is already hers. And therefore, you can't be Mekadesh with loan. Now, we had learned previously on Daf Vav that you could be Mekadesh, even according to Rav, by saying, you are forgiven to now pay me back that money. You do not have to give me back that money. That's different. Now, with the Hanar that she gets from not having to pay back that loan, that's different than saying, that money that I gave you, that was Kesef Yedushin. In retrospect, you can't do that. But with the Hanar that she gets right now, that you don't have to pay me back, that you could be Mekadesh woman. So we have to make that distinction. So Rav is telling us, you can't be Mekadesh the girl with a milva. Remember that $100 I lent you last week? That should be your kesef kiddushin, basically. No, that you can't do. But to say you do not have to pay me back that $100, that is the hanah that she gets right now. So that is something that you could be mekadesh with, even according to Rav. Because in that situation, it's not the milva lotzah nitna that you can't be mekadesh with. That money is hers already. So you can't be mekadesh with that money. But the not having to pay back the money, that you can be mekadesh with. Very important distinction within Rav. So this din that Rav says, you cannot be Mekadesh with the milva, let us say the Gemara now says, Nemo Kitanoi. Let us say this is Machlokas Tanoim, actually, that there are those that agree with Rav, but there are those that disagree with Rav. Because we have a Braisa that says, HaMekadesh b'milva, eino Mekudeshes, exactly like Rav. There's a Tanan that says that if you're Mekadesh with this milva, with this loan that last week Reuven gave to this girl, and now he says, I want you to be Mekadesh with that loan that I gave you last week. So the first Tanan says, you can't be Mekadesh with such a loan. However, there is another Tanan that says, Yesh Omer Mekudeshes. But the Yesh Omer says that you can be Mekudeshes with this loan. Nu, my la b'hal kamivli. Aren't they exactly arguing about this principle that Rav just said? The Meir Sava Milva Lotzon, you know, the Tanakama over here in this Braisa, the first one who said, Enim Kudeshes holds like Rav, that says, Milva Lotzon, Nitna. The money was given over for her to spend. So therefore, that money is now hers. You can't say it's my money that you have in your possession. No. The money, when it was given as a loan to the girl, is her money. And now, you want to retroactively say that you should be Mekudeshes with that money? No, doesn't work. It's already hers. You're not giving her anything. However, the other Tana, the Yesh Omer says, Umasov, no, milva, lav lo tzah nitna. We don't view it that way. That $100 that I gave you last week is my $100 still. And therefore, if you still have it, Rashi says it's very important, if she still has it, so then in that situation, it is considered that it is still the man's money. And therefore, as long as she still has it, she can be Mekudeshes with that money. Again, according to the first opinion, she's not Mekudeshes, even if the money is still there. Afilu Yesh Noba, and Rashi says. And that's the machlokis, let us say, is exactly this machlokis of Tanoim is to whether they agree with Rav or not. Gemara says, no, that's not right. It is where you really think that's the way to explain this? Keep on reading that Braisa, Emes Sefer. Next part of that Braisa says, Vishavim, both the Tanakama and the Yesh Omer, they both agree, b'mecher, in regards to a sale, that if Reuven wants to go and buy land that he has in Shimon's, that Shimon has in his possession, and he tells him, listen, you know that money that I lent you last week? Well, guess what? I'm going to take this land, and you don't have to pay me back that money. That money that I gave you will be the payment for this land. So both agree, both the Tanakhama and the Yeshomim agree, Vishavim b'mecha shezekone, that that would in fact work, that you could acquire the land by saying that. So now, but if you're telling me that the money already belongs to Shimon when he was lent the money, so then how can you tell me, but my kone, in what way did he acquire anything right now? There was no exchange right now. That money is already his. So how can you say that money that I gave you last week is going to acquire the land? So both the Tanakhama and the Yeshomim seem to argue with Rav and not say Milvil Lahotso Nitna. So Rav says, you're right. Elo Amr of Nachman, Huna Chavrin Mokim La Bemili Ochare, that our friend Huna, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman was a colleague of him, so we call him Huna, but our Rav Huna, he had a different explanation. Mili Uchare means Bedover Achara, she says. The Hach Milve Lo Bemilve Sheyesh Lo Aleo Kamar. No, this Raisa that we just brought down, a Makadesh B'milva, Enam Mekudeshes, V'yeshom Mekudeshes, is talking about a different type of milva than what we've been describing right now. And Rav Huna had said this, he says, Mokim Lo B'mili Achore. As Rashi continues, Rashi tells us, it's not talking about Tach Milva, Lo B'milva Sheyesh Lo Allah. I'm not talking about the $100 I gave you last week. Ella, what he's saying is, and I'll read it first inside the Rashi, and then we'll see it in the Gemara, Sha'ama Lo Hiskachili B'mona. The man says to the girl, here, I want you to marry me. Here's a mana, 100 zuz. And then he gives her the money, the nimsa mana chasid, but it's only 99 zuz over there. Nimsa chasid dinar, it's missing one dinar, one zuz. The Amar Lo, he says to her, don't worry. The 99 you keep, and the one that I owe you, I owe you. Hare hu alai milva. This one additional dollar, this one additional dinar or zuz, dinar and zuz, the same thing. That is a loan. And that's what we're talking about. Now back to the Gemara. You know what we're talking about? Kigon Sharmala, the man said to the girl, here, I want you to marry me. Here's a mana. Here's 100 zuz. This is the Kesef Kedushin. Hareyat Mekudesh is libe mana zu. V'nimso mana chaser dinar. But it's not 100 zuz. It's not 100 dinar. A mana is 100 dinar or 100 zuz. Same thing. Zuz and dinar are the same thing. So v'nimso mana chaser dinar. He only gave her 99. So it's missing one dinar. So Mar Sovar, the Tanakhama says, Kisifa lo milso limisboy. She's going to be embarrassed to go to her husband and say, you know, you owe me a buck still. You owe me one dinar still. And therefore, she didn't really accept the Kiddushin because she didn't get the 100 zuz, the 100 dinar, the money that she was expecting. She only got 99. And therefore, bottom line is, she's not Mekudeshes. And that's why Tanakhama says, ain't a Mekudeshes, because she didn't get what she was expecting. So therefore, she's not Mekudeshes. She only said yes to 100, not to 99. Umar Sova, but the Yeshomer says, no, she's Mekudeshes, because Lo Ksifa, Lo Milso, Li Mitzvay. She's not going to be embarrassed to go and ask her husband, hey, you owe me $1. So the Tanakhama in the Braisa holds, she's going to be embarrassed to ask her husband for that one dinar. Whereas the Yeshomer says, no, she won't be embarrassed, and therefore she's getting her 100, and therefore she's Mekudeshes. And that's what they're arguing about. Has nothing to do with Rav. Idigor says, but what about that which Rabbi Elazar said? His kachali bimana. The other way around. If a man says to a woman, I want to be you to be mukudeshes to me with this mana. Again, 100 zuz, 100 dinar that I'm giving you. And he only gives her one. Vinosan la dinar. He only gave her one. And he owes her 99. And he says, the other 99, that will be a milva that I owe you. So in this situation, Harezu Mekudeshes V'yashlam. Everybody agrees that she's Mekudeshes in this situation. No, but he has to give her the other 99 dinar. So how come over here? That's, in fact, not a machlokus between the Tanakam and the Yeshomim. Leimu Kitanoi Amor L'Shmaite is Rabbi Elazar saying his opinion only according to the Imam D'Yomar, the Yeshomim, that says Mekudeshes, and not according to the Tanakam, who says Eino Mekudeshes? That's a little bit strange. So Gemara says, no, this goes according to everybody. Amre, in fact, mana chaser dinar kesifa lo milsa lemizboy. In the first case, where he gave her 99, and there's only one dinar, one zuz left to collect, so then you can have a machlokas. Is she going to be embarrassed? The Tanakhama says she's going to be embarrassed to collect four, and therefore she's not Mekudeshes, because she didn't get the 100. And the Yeshomer says, nah, she's not going to be embarrassed to ask him for the extra dinar, and therefore she's Mekudeshes. But here, when he only gave her one, and she has to collect 99 still, so mana chaser tisha v'teisha, even the Tanakhama says, she's not going to be embarrassed to answer that. Hey, you said you'd be Mekadesh me with 100 zuz, and you only gave me one, so you owe me 99. So she's expecting to get that. She's not going to be embarrassed to answer it, and therefore she's Mekudeshes, even according to the Tanakhama. That explains the difference between the two cases. Now the Gemara says, Meisvei, let's still ask a question on Rab, who had said that you cannot be Mekadesh with a milva. What about the following brisa? Homer Elisha, if a man says to a woman, Hiskachi li bepikadon, I want to be Mekadesh you with that thing that I had given you previously. I gave you a vase. And I want you to be Mekadesh to me with the vase that I gave you last week. So in this situation, she says, fine. B'holcho, however, she goes to see if the vase is still there. So she sees that it was either stolen or that it was lost. Now, my example of vase is not so good, but let's say it was a vase that had several pieces to it. It's on a container of some sort, and it's in a fancy bowl, so there's a couple of pieces to it. So as long as there's a shava pruta left of this item, this pikadon, that the man gave to this woman, so then mikudeshes, she is in fact mikudeshes, because there's still a shava pruta over there. But im lav, however, if there isn't a shava pruta left, so then eino mikudeshes. The Tana of this brisa says, in that situation, she would not be mikudeshes. That's in regards to a pikadon. However, ube milva, in regards to a loan, last week he gave her $100, and now he says, I want you to be mikudeshes to me with that $100 that I gave you last week. So, even though there is nothing left, she had spent the entire $100. So, there's not even a shavet pruta left. The Tana says, mikudeshes. She's mikudeshes. Now, this certainly seems to go against the opinion of Rab, because here it seems to be saying that you could be mikudeshes with a milva. Now, the Brisa continues and says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Meir. Never, on the other hand, we have an opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who says the name of Rabbi Meir, in regards to the milva, and we turn to Mem Zayin or Mubeis, Harehi Pikadon. The din by the milva is exactly like Pikadon. In other words, she's only Mekudeshes if there's still a Shavu Pruta left. But if there's no Shavu Pruta left, then there is no Mekudeshes in this situation. Now, this is a machlokis in regards to the milva. Do you need a Shavu Pruta left or not? Everybody says, in regards to Pikadon, you need to have a Shavu Pruta left. And the question is, in regards to the milva, do you or do you not need to have a Shavu Pruta left as well? So, Tana Kama seems to be saying, no, you don't have to. And in regards to a milva, the Tana Kama says, even if there isn't Nishtaya Hem and a Shavu Pruta, you're Mikudeshes. And Rav Shimon Elazar, in the name of Rameh, says, no, that in this situation, it's the same din as Pikadon, there has to be a Shavu Pruta left. Now, both of them say that the milva does work, whether there's a Shavu Pruta left or not, that's the machlokes, but they said that the milva would work. So Adkan lo pligi elamar demar sovar, the Tanakama and Rav Shimon Elazar are only having their machlokes in regards to whether you need a Shavu Pruta left or not for the milva. But they all agree that the milva does work, and it's the Tanakama who says, no, you don't even need to have a Shavu Pruta left, and it's the other opinion says, that's what they were arguing about. But they all agree that if there's at least a Shavu Pruta left, both the Tanakama and Rav Shimon Elazar and Yishum Rav Meir, they both agree that this works. So kasha and Rav. So Gemara says, now we have the gear, so Amar Lei Rava, or just Amar Rava. Rava said back to whoever asked this question, he says, really? You think that's the way to read the Braisa? B'tisra ha mitaratzta ha mishubeshtahi. No, you think that's the right way? The gear of the Braisa is correct the way you said it? No, it's impossible for that gear in the Braisa to be correct. It is a error. Mishabeshta, it's a mistake, it's an error. And I'll show you why. Because high pikadon nechadami. When we had the first part of the brisa was said by pikadon, everybody agrees that you have to have a shavu pruta left or it's no good. Now, e the kabbalah achrayis. What are we talking about? When she got this pikadon, did she accept achrayis for it? Okay, I got this vase, I got this pikadon, whatever it is. And if it's lost or it's stolen, then I'm obligated to pay you. So e the kabbalah achrayis. If she accepted the responsibility to pay for this vase, if she doesn't return it, so then how's it any different than a milva? Haino milva. So why would there be a difference in the din? By the din of the pikadon, there's no machlokas. Everybody says it has to be shavu pruta, or else she's not mekudeshes. But if she took responsibility for it, she took achrayis for it, so then why would there be a different din? Why wouldn't there be the same din as by a milva? By a milva, there's a machlokas. By a pikadon, there's no machlokas. So that can't be it. Either low kavala le achrayis. Oh, so it must be that we're talking about that she didn't accept the panas of achrayis. So then in that situation, ihachi. So then keep on reading. Adetani sefer, in the second part of the brisa, where we talked about the case of the milva, uve milva aval bishalo nishtayim men or shavu pruta mekudeshes, and that's the machlokes, though you need to have a shavu pruta or not. So why are you bringing in a new case of a milva? You should have had, in the same case of the pikadon, you could learn out both things. Niflog v'nisne bidida. We always like to keep the machlokes in the same context as much as possible. So we could learn out the machlokes between the Tanakama and Shimon Elazar, Shimon Rav Meir, all from a pikadon. If there's achrayis, when do we say that It has to be at least a shava pruta lev. That's only in a situation where she was makabel olav achrayis. But if she was not makabel olav achrayis, b'medva amurin shelo kibla achrayis, then in that situation, then we have a machlokes in regards to do you or do you not need to have a shava pruta? Abo kibla achrayis. So avol gav de lo nishtaim and a shava pruta mikudeshes. Then everybody would agree. So why do you have to bring in the case of the milva? If your understanding of this price was correct, there was no reason to bring in the case of the milva. You should have learned out the whole din from the case of the pikadon. And therefore, that can't be the right way to learn the brisa. Rava says, Ela tritz hochi. This is the way you have to understand the brisa. This is the proper gears in the brisa. Over milva, the second part of the brisa, the first part of the brisa is pikadon. Everybody agrees by pikadon that only if there's a shavah pruta left, then she's mekudeshes. If there's not a shavah pruta left, then she's not mekudeshes. And the second part of the brisa, this is the way you have to read it. Ela tritz hochi. Over milva, when you're dealing with a milva, even though there is a shava pruta left, ain't no mikudesh, she's not mikudesh because you can't be mikudesh with a milva, exactly like Rav said. That's the Tanakama. Oh, and Rav Shimon Elazar, oh, Mishum Rav Meir, no, milva harei bikado. He disagrees. He says, no, milva can be mikudeshes in this situation. It's the same thing as bikado, as long as there's a shava pruta left, so then it could be mikudeshes, and therefore Rav holds like the Tanakama, and he doesn't hold like Rav Shimon Elazar, Mishum Rabbi Meir. So therefore, Rav is okay. He holds like a Tana, no problem. Now, what is the basis of the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon Elazar, Mishum Rabbeir, according to Rav's understanding? But Michael Mifflin, what exactly are they arguing about? So I'm a Rabba. Rabba explains this as follows. Ashechintu l'Rabbanon b'bei Rav, the Yosef Yikarmei. I found the rabbi sitting around in the Beis Medrash discussing this din. Rashi tells us a very important idea throughout Shas, and he says, when we're talking about b'bei Rav, Ashechintu l'Rabbanon b'bei Rav, Rashi says, Motsasi atamidim Beis Medrash, I found them sitting in the Beis Medrash learning. And Rashi tells us, whenever we find in Shas, the Kol Hecho, the Mayri, Bebei Rav, whenever we find in Shas that they were Bebei Rav, sitting in the base medrash, Lav Rav Mamishu, it doesn't mean Rav's base medrash, it's a generic term, Ella, the base medrash, who? Bei Rav doesn't mean the base medrash of Rav, it means a base medrash, Lav Dafka of Rav. Anyway, that's important throughout Shas to know that when it says Bei Rav, it doesn't mean Rav's base medrash, it means the base medrash, whichever Rebbe was the Rav Shishiva in that base medrash, that's irrelevant, it just means they were sitting in the base medrash. So Asher Chintu L'Rabbanim B'Bei Rav, the Yasvi Karmei, Rabbah found the Talmidim sitting in the base medrash and learning the Sugya, and they said as follows, in regards to B'milva, B'Rishos Balim L'Chazara, the first machlokis is in, how do we view this milva that Reuven gave over to Shimon, or Reuven gave over to a girl? B'milva, B'Rishos Balim L'Chazara, does the original owner have the right to retract that loan at any point in time? That's the first machlokes. And likewise, v'huadin la'onsin kamifligi, who's responsible for that money? So if you say that the original lender of the money has the right to retract it, then he's responsible for it, possibly. Or you say, no, it's given over, and therefore the person who Reuven gave the loan to, either the girl or the other person that he gave the loan to, they are the ones that own that money, and therefore the Reuven can't retract it, but then they're responsible. The one who gave the loan to is responsible for the money. So that's exactly what they're arguing about, Rabba tells us. That's what they said in the Beis Medrash. The Marisovah, the Tanakama holds, Milve Berishus Love Kaima. That when Reuven gave the money to Shimon or to the girl, Shimon or the girl now owns the money. And it's in their Rishus. And therefore, the original owner can't go and say, I want my money back. If that wasn't the terms of the loan, I'll give it back to you in 30 days. So now it's 5 days later, he says, I want my money back. No, they're not mechuyev to pay back that money. Because milva b'rishus lo v'kaima. It now belongs to the loma. He has to pay it back, but not right now. So milva b'rishus lo v'kaima. And v'hua d'lose. And it works the same way, that in case that money is stolen or lost, so the loma has to go and pay it back. He's responsible. He can't say, well, it's not my money, it was your money. No. So in regards to onsim, the Tanakhama says also that the lova, the one who was given the money, is responsible for it. The loan can't be retracted, and the person who got the loan money is therefore responsible for the loan. If the money is lost, he has to pay for it. Whereas Umar Tzavah, Rishim and Laz, Mishim Rebeir says, Milva Birshus Balam Kaima. No, we view the money if it's still in the possession of the one who lent it. It's still in Reuven's possession, and therefore Reuven can say, I want it back. But therefore, Reuven is also going to be responsible. The money's lost, so it's his responsibility then, and it's not the responsibility of the person who he lent the money to be responsible for the money. That's what Rabba said. That's what they told in the Beis Medrash. But I don't like that, Rabbah said. Vamina lu, I told back the Talmidim, the Beis Medrash, who said this, that doesn't make any sense. Because la onsim, in regards to onsim, who's responsible for it, then nobody could say that the one who lent the money is still responsible for it. Kuli amalo pligi, the Rishus Lovakami, hey, Reuven gave $100 to the other guy, to Shimon, or to the girl. It's in their possession. So of course they're responsible for the onsim. Because after all, my timer, lo gora mishela. The reasoning is, this, why should this be? Because it can't be worse than if I lent you my axe and you break my axe. So you're responsible for it. It's in your possession. So the money's in your possession. Of course you're responsible for Gneva Aveda. You have to go and pay me back. You can't say, well, sorry it was stolen. Sorry I lost it. And therefore I don't have to pay you back. No, of course, everybody agrees. Both the Tanakhama and Rishimun Allah's Mishimun Meir, they all agree that in regards to own sin, it is the responsibility of the person who was given the money. Shimon, in this case, who received the money is alone, or the girl who received the money is alone. Of course, they're responsible for that money. Lo gora mishela can't be any worse than alone. Mashela the hadra beina chayv beonsin milva lo koshike. So a shela, when you lend somebody something, they have to give back that exact item. I lent you my axe. I lent you my lawnmower. So you have to give me back that lawnmower. So certainly you are chayv beonsin. The person who borrowed it is certainly required to give that item back. And if they can't, so they're responsible to pay for it. So milva lo koshike. Now a milva, which you don't have to give back the exact same thing. So certainly you should be responsible for it. Because if you have to give back the exact same thing and don't give it back, you're responsible for it. Certainly if you don't have to give back the exact same thing, you should be responsible for it. So therefore, there's no argument about the onsen. The only thing that they're arguing about, elohacha milva rishus balim l'chazara ikrinayim. The only thing they're arguing about is the first part of the statement. Do we or do we not say that you can retract the loan? So Reuven gives the loan to Shimon, so the Tanakhama says, well, it now belongs to Shimon, or it belongs to the girl, whoever he gave the loan to, and therefore, Reuven can't retract the loan. Whereas the opinion of Shimon Lazim, Shimon Meir, is no, you can still retract it. Reuven has the right to still retract it. It's still considered his possession. Oh, that's what they're arguing about. Rav holds that Milva Lot saw in it, and therefore, you cannot retract it. And therefore, that's the Tanakhama's opinion. Whereas Shimon Lazim, Shimon Meir, disagrees. So Mara says, wait a second, the law, hold the Rav Huna, but then how do you explain what Rav Huna said? Hashoel kordom mechadeiro. If a person borrows an axe, that's why I'm using the example of an axe, because that's what the Gemara says. So hashoel kordom mechadeiro, if Shimon borrows an axe from Reuven, Reuven lends Shimon an axe. So bikabo kino, only when he uses the axe is it now considered that it's in Shimon's possession and he's required to be responsible for it. But lo bikabo, he didn't use it, lo kino, he didn't acquire it yet. So are you telling me over here, Lemo Kitanoi Amr Lishmaise? Is Rav Huna saying his statement only according to one of these two Tanoim? He's only saying it according to the opinion of Shimon Allah's Mishimon Meir that says that the milva can be returned. So only once he uses the axe does he acquire it. So in this situation, is he saying like Shimon Allah's Mishimon Meir that this situation he can retract it so it still belongs to the one who gave it to him? Is Rav Huna only saying it according to the Das Yochid over here? Lemo Kitanoi Amr Lishmaise? Someone says no. In fact, lo, adkan lo pligi ela b'milva. The Tanakhama and Rishimun Lazim Mishimun Meir are only arguing about the milva situation. The lo hadra be'ena, because you're not giving back the exact same money that you gave. So therefore, they can have the machlokas. Who does it still, quote, belong to? Does it belong to the one who lent the money, or is it we consider belonging to the one who borrowed the money? Avo b'sheila, but in regards to a loan of the axe, the hadra be'ena, you got to give back that axe. You gave him $100 that the axe is worth. You got to give him back the exact same axe. So in that situation, even the Tanakam would be mo the direct call, bikabo in, lo bikabo, lo kino. It's only when you use the axe, that's when you actually acquire it. And if you don't use the axe, then at that point in time, you still haven't required it. And therefore, the owner of the axe can ask for it back at any point in time because you haven't acquired it yet by using the axe. Everybody agrees to that, even the Tanakhama, and this has nothing to do with milva, lo tzor, nitno, or not. Gemara continues and still says, let us say that Rav's din, that you can't be Makadish where the milva is still a machlokis tanoim. Name a kitanoim. Let's say it's following machlokis tanoim. We have in the Braisa, hiskachili bishtarcho. If a man says to a girl, I want you to be Makadish with this shtarcho, with this IOU. Or he says, oh, shohaya lo milva biyadachem. Or so and so owes me money. And I want you to be Mekudeshes with that money. The Hir Shalem, I will give you a Shtar Harshah. I will give you the ability to go and collect that money. So the man says to the girl, you know, Reuven owes me $100. So that $100 that Reuven owes me, here's a document, and you can go and collect that $100. And with that, you should be mikudeshes to me. So here's the machlokas. Rabbi Meir, Omer, mikudeshes. Rabbi Meir says in both of these situations, his kashli bishtar chov, oh, shalomilva be'achayim, v'hir shalayim. Rabbi Meir says, you're mikudeshes in both of these situations. The chachamim omrim ain't mikudeshes. The chachamim say, no, you're not mikudeshes. So it looks like this statement of Rebbe that you can't be mikadesh with a milva, so that only goes according to the shita of the chachamim, ain't mikudeshes. Whereas Rabbi Meir would say, mikudeshes. A milva can be used to go and be mikadesh a woman. Now, let's understand this machlokas better. And we're ultimately going to have four ways to understand this machlokas. Let's start slowly, and we'll say, Hai shtar chov hechidomim. What type of a shtar chov are we talking about? We said over here, a shtar chov, and then we said, oh, shayelo milva b'yadachayim. Seems to be two things. Now, if you're going to tell me, ilemo shtar chov d'yachayim, that this was an IOU that he had in his possession for someone else. So Reuven had in his possession an IOU that Shimon had lent Levi, and Levi owes Shimon the money, and Shimon had sold this shtar chov to Reuven. So is that what we're talking about? Hainu milva b'yadachayim. So then that's the same thing as a milva b'yadachayim. So why would we have two statements over here? So obviously that can't be it. Elo, the Bryce is talking about Elo lav shtar chov di da. So there are two documents here that we could be talking about. The first one is a shtar chov di da, that he had lent her money, and that with that loan that he had lent her last week, he says, now you should be mekudeshes to me. And that's exactly what Rebbe and the Chachamim were arguing about. Rebbe says, you can be mekadesh with the milva, and the Chachamim say, you can't be mekadesh with the milva. Oh, name of Kitanoi. This statement of Rav that you can't be mekadesh with the milva is machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim. So Gemara says, really? Is that the way you want to understand it? In fact, you could say that when it says shtar chov, it doesn't mean the milva that he had given to the girl last week. And in fact, everybody agrees with Rav that you can't be mekadesh with milva. Either what are Meir and the Chacham argue about? Le'olam shtar chov d'yachayim. The first case and the second case are both talking about somebody else's debt. And therefore, there are two cases over here. One is a document that says that Shimon owes Levi the money, and that document is now in the possession of Reuven. He had bought that document. And the other one was that it was a milva peh. There was an oral loan, and Reuven had purchased the right to go and collect that debt. So one was a written debt that Shimon had lent Levi. The other one was an oral debt that Reuven is collecting that Shimon lent Levi the money. So now, what are they arguing about? The milva b'shtar b'may plige. What are they arguing about if it was a shtar? So they're arguing about b'pluksa the Rebbe, the Rabbanon, Kamifligi. This is a separate machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim, the Tanya. Because we learned in the following braisa, Osios Niknos b'mesira divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that, let's say, there was this document that Shimon had lent Levi money, and therefore it's an IOU. Levi owes Shimon the $100. And now Reuven bought that document. So how did he buy it? So he just got the document. The document was given over to him. He paid $100 for it, and the document was given over to him. So Osios Niknos B'Mesira, the letters of that document are given over by just handing over the document to Reuven. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that's all you need to do. You just have to hand over that IOU. Shimon has the IOU in his possession. He gives it to Reuven, and by giving it to Reuven, B'Mesira, Osios Niknos B'Mesira, just by giving it over to him, Reuven now acquires that document. That's the opinion of Rebbe. Chacham disagree. Chacham omrim no. Bein shekasa v'lo masar, bein shemasa v'lo kasa. No. Whether it's a milva that was written down or whether it's a milva that wasn't written down, you have to give over two things. You have to give over the document if it's written down, and you have to give a shtar saying, I'm giving over this document. It's not sufficient to just hand over the IOU. The Chacham say, bein shekasa v'lo masar, whether the document is written down, but he doesn't actually hand it over. He just hands over a document saying that this now belongs to you, but he didn't hand over the IOU. Or Ben Shemassar, he handed over the IOU, the Lo Kasa, but he didn't write a document saying, I'm giving you this IOU, Lo Kana. The Chachamim's opinion is, you need both over here. Achi Yichtov, the Yimsar. You have to write him a document saying that I'm giving over this shtar to you, and you have to give over the shtar to him. So the Chachamim say you need both. Rebbe says, no, it's enough to just give over the document. Now, Mar Islay the Rebbe, Umar Leslay the Rebbe. So this machlokus in Rav Meir and the Chachamim is parallel to this machlokus of Rebbe and the Chachamim. That the opinion of Rav Meir, who says that she is in fact Mikudeshes, so in this situation, Mar, Rav Meir, holds like Rebbe. Rebbe, he says, that just giving it over is fine. So Rav Meir says, yeah, just giving it over is fine. That's why she's Mikudeshes. Whereas the Chachamim, they hold not like Rebbe, they hold like the Chachamim in this Brisa, who say that you need to give Achiyach Tov V'Yimsor. And therefore, this has nothing to do with Rav's Shitov, you can't be Mekadesh a woman with a milvah. That's the first way to understand this machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. V'Boi Seima, another way, as mentioned before, we have four ways to understand this. The second way to understand this, V'Boi Seima, in fact, the Kuliyama Lesu the Rebbe. No, nobody holds like Rebbe. Everybody says, Achiyichto V'Yimsar. So therefore, both Rav Meir and the Chachamim, they both say that you have to give it over. So that can't be the way to explain and understand the machlokes between Rav Meir says Mekudeshes and the Chachamim say Eino Mekudeshes. It can't be that they're arguing about what Rebbe said. Nobody holds like Rebbe. Now, V'Hocha, the Rav Papa commitly, they're arguing about Rav Papa. So everybody agrees that you have to be both Yichtov V'Yimsar. But what exactly is involved in Yichtov V'Yimsar? That's what they're arguing about. The Rav Papa, the Omer Rav Papa says, Hayman Dezabin Shtor L'Chavri. If you're selling this IOU to your friend, so you have to do Yichtov V'Yimsar, but what do you have to go and write over here? So Rav Papa says, Sorech L'michtav Le K'ni Loch Hu V'Chol Shibudeha. Rav Papa adds an additional diuk. It's not enough to say just shiichto v'yimsar, that you just, here's the IOU note, and here I'm, with this document, giving you over the IOU note. You have to say not only that I'm giving over the IOU note, but you have to write the shibud that's in the IOU note. Otherwise, you're just giving over the piece of paper. Otherwise, you just were mocking it to him with this document, the piece of paper. But not the shibud, not what the IOU actually says. So Rav Papa says you have to, when you're writing yichto v'yimsor, the ksiva tzorch lemichtav le k'ni loch hu v'chol shibudel. That's what Rav Papa says. Now, the opinion of the Rav Meir and the Chachamim is exactly arguing on this. The Chachamim hold Mar Sovar Islay the Rav Papa. They hold like Rav Papa, and therefore you're not Mekudeshes if you just hand it over the milva. But you didn't say that a document was written that you should be kone this loan document, v'chol shibudah, and all the content of it. Umar, the opinion of Rav Meir, it's less later than Rav Papa. He doesn't hold that. It's enough to just give over the IOU. So that's what the machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim is. Alternatively, you might say, a third way to understand this is the Kuliyama Isla the Rav Papa. No, in fact, everybody says, when you wrap the tzorech yichtov v'limsar, it means, of course, that when you're writing the shtar, it means to k'ni loch hu v'chol shibudah. Everybody agrees to Rav Papa. So what do Rav Meir and the Chacham argue about? If they all agree to Rav Papa, v'hocha b'dishmul k'mifli, they're arguing about what Shmuel said. What did Shmuel say? Shmuel said, Yom HaShmuel, we turn to Memchesem and Aleph, Hamocher shtar chov l'chaveiro, if a person sells over this note to his friend, then he has to give it over with a shtar to say that I'm not only giving over the note, but I'm giving over the note, the kol shibudah, and then the chazar u'mecholo. But the original owner of the note says, you know what, I mochel the note. So yeah, I gave it to you, but I was mochel it. So in this situation, Shmuel's opinion is that mochel, yeah, the original owner of the IOU, even though he sold it, can now still be mochel it. And even if he dies, his yarshin can be mochel, if he'll yarish mochel. The mar, the chachamim, is like the Shmuel. The chacham hold like Shmuel, and therefore ain't no mekudeshes. Whereas Umar Rav Meir, Leslie the Shul, he says, no, you can't be mochel, you sold it. So therefore you've given up the right to be mochel on it. And therefore the woman is Mekudeshes. And that's what they're arguing about. So that's the third teretz that we can give for the machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. And the fourth teretz, Vibayi Seima, the Kuliyama is Shmuel. In fact, everybody holds like Rav Papa, and everybody holds like Shmuel, and nobody holds like Rebbe. In fact, everybody says you have to be yichto v'yimsar, and it has to be in it, all the shibudim, in the shtar that you're writing over, and you still have the right to be moichel. But that's a regular person. What about the woman? Here we're arguing about a case of a din of mikudeshes or not. So Rav Meir holds, Marsava isha somcha daita. The woman understands that there's no way her husband is going to be moichel this IOU and hurt her. That's the way Rav Meir understands it. The woman says, my husband, he's not going to go and help the other guy out at my expense. So therefore, she's absolutely so meches daita that her husband will not be moichel that IOU. And therefore, she is mekudeshes, because she fully accepts this as the kiddushin. Ma'asova isha somcha daita, meimer omer, she says, lo shavik lei l'didi, he's not going to give me up. And he's not going to throw me under the bus and be moichel this loan that somebody else had done. No way he'll do that. Therefore, she fully believes that he won't do that, and therefore she's mekudeshes. Whereas the Chacham is saying, no, money is money. She says, I ain't accepting this Kedushin over here, because you could be Michael in any second, and then I get nothing. So therefore, she never accepted this as Kedushin, and that's what the Machlokas is between Rav Meir and the Chacham, and it's not a Machlokas in Rav. Okay, so the Gemara says, B'milva al-peh b'may pligi. Now, let's go back and say, the second part of that Brisa was, we said now that one part was talking about with a milva b'shtar, and the other part of the Brisa was talking about b'milva al-peh. So, b'milva al-peh, b'may pligi. What are they arguing about in regards to b'milva al-peh? So, they're arguing with the Rav Huna Amar Rav. They're arguing what Rav Huna Amar Rav said. Now, Rav Huna Amar Rav came much later, but the principle that Rav Huna Amar Rav said is what the Brisa is arguing about. What did Rav Huna Amar Rav say? The Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, monoli biyodcho tineu luploni. This is called b'maymad shloshtan. When you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven owes Shimon money, and Shimon owes Levi money. So Shimon can say, you know, Reuven, that money that you owe me, give it to Levi. And if it's B'mai Mat Shloshtad, all three of them are there. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are all there. And Shimon says to Reuven, the money that you owe me, don't give it to me. Since I owe Levi money, go give it directly to Levi. This is called B'mai Mat Shloshtad. So Mon Libyachot, Tanei Luponi, B'mai Mat Shloshtad, Kone. Levi has acquired that right to collect the money from Reuven. Now, that's what they're arguing about in the Braisa. Ma'asav ha'chacham hold ki karma Rav, when Rav Huna Amar Rav says this din, hani mila b'pikadon. That's only when you're dealing with a pikadon that this works in a maimat shloshtan. Avo milva lo. But we would say in this situation that milva doesn't work. This only works for a pikadon, which is extant. It's there, and you can transfer that over via this maimat shloshtan. But not in regards to a milva. Whereas the opinion of Rav Meir is, Umar Savar Lo Shna Milva, Lo Shna Pikadon. Rav Meir says it works all the time. And that's the machlokis between Rav Meir and the Chachamim in the case of a Milva Al-Peh. So we've explained the Milva Bishtar, and we've explained the Milva Al-Peh. Gemara continues and says, Neimer Ketanoi. Again, let us say that this concept of Rav, that he says that you can't be Mekadesh with a Milva, is actually a machlokis Tanoi. Neimer Ketanoi. The following machlokis Tanoi from the following Brisa. His Kachli Bishtar, the man says to a woman, I want you to be betrothed to me with this Shtar. I want you to become engaged to me, first stage of marriage, with this Shtar. Now, what does it mean with the Shtar? We'll see in a moment. But first, let's just give the overall picture. Rav Meir Omer en Mekudeshes. Rav Meir says you can't be Mekadesh with the Shtar. Rav Lazar Omer Mekudeshes. Rav Lazar says you can be Mekudeshes with the Shtar. We have a third opinion over here that's unsure. Do we pass like Rav Meir or do we pass like Rav Lazar? Chacham Omer Shomin Etzania. You have to go evaluate the piece of paper, the document. Im Yesh Bo Shavu Pruta. If the paper is worth the Shavu Pruta, then you're Mekudeshes with the paper. And therefore, Mekudeshes. However, the Imlav Einu Mekudeshes. Now, Rashi is not gorus the words of Imlav Einu Mekudeshes because he says, no, this opinion holds actually that it's a machlokis, then Rav Meir relies, and you can't say that she's not Mekudeshes, then it's a machlokis. So Rashi is not gorus the words of Imlav Einu Mekudeshes, and he just says that you look and see if the paper is worth the Shavu Pruta. If the paper is worth the Shavu Pruta, then Mimar Vishach, she's Mekudeshes anyway. Either you hold like a relaza that she's Mekudeshes because of the Shtar, or even you hold like Rav Meir that she's not Mekudeshes because of the Shtar, but she's Mekudeshes because she received the Shavu Pruta in terms of the paper. That's the compromised position, if you wish, of the Chacham. Now, what exactly is the shtar that we're talking about? Hayshtar hechidomi. What is this shtar? Elam, if you're telling me it's a shtar chov diacherim, if you're telling me that it's an IOU that Reuven got from a debt that Shimon gave to Levi money, and Shimon has an IOU on Levi, and he sold that to Reuven, and now Reuven has this shtar, so then that can't be because Rav Meir says Ein Mekudeshes, but we learned earlier in this year, Kach the Rav Meir, the Rav Meir. Rav Meir previously said that you can't be Mekudeshes with such an IOU. So obviously, this can't be talking here about an IOU. His Kachli Bishtar cannot be talking about an IOU because then Rav Meir would have a stira. Here he says Ein Mekudeshes, and previously said Mekudeshes. So what type of a shtar are we talking about over here? El b'shtar chov dida. This is talking about not an IOU from Shimon to Levi that Reuven now has, but this is a loan that Reuven gave to this girl a week before, and now he says, I want you to be Mekudeshes with me with this loan. Mekudeshes b'milva. Oh, this is machlokes tanoim. And in fact, Mekadesh b'milva kamivli. This is what Rav Meir and Rav Lazar are arguing about. Rav Meir says in this situation, ain't a Mekudeshes, he holds like Rav, that you can't be Mekudeshes with a milva. And Rav Lazar says, no, I don't hold like Rav, you can be Mekudeshes with a milva. And the Chum aren't sure which one is which. Now, that's what we want to suggest. But Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, no. He says, no, this has nothing to do with the milva. And in fact, everybody agrees with Rav, you can't be mekayish with milva. But what's his machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar? It's talking about a kiddushin document. We know, we learned earlier in the Masechet already, that Ishan Mikudeshes, the Kesef Shtar and Bia. So Kesef and Bia, we know what they are, but Shtar, there's a document. We don't do this today. You give a document, and with the document, even though the paper is not worth a shavu pruta, the woman is married via the document. That's how the marriage is effectuated. So that's what we're dealing with over here, Hiskachli Bishtar. So that's what Rav Nachman Yitzchak explains the machlokas over here. It has nothing to do with Mekadesh B'milva. Everybody holds like Rav. You can't be Mekadesh B'milva. And whatever Meir Rozer and Chum arguing about, this is a famous machlokas that we have by Gittin, whether it's Eide Chasima Karsi or Eide Mesira Karsi. This is a famous machlokas over Meir and Rabbi Elazar. R2 Mandi Amai is over here. So they're arguing about over here that this Shtar doesn't have Eidim in the Shtar. It has Eide Mesira. There were two witnesses that saw this being given over, but the shtar itself is not signed by witnesses. And Rabbi Meir litaimei, Rabbi Meir lishitosu, in regards to Gittin, the Omer Eide Chasima Karsi, Rabbi Meir says that it's the people who signed the document, that's what effectuates a get, and so too it's the people that signed this shtar of Kiddushin that effectuates the Kiddushin. And therefore, he holds in this situation that there was nobody signed on it. She ain't no love Adim, so therefore, Meir Omer, ain't no Mekudeshes. And Rilazah Litamei, Rilazah goes Lishita So, who says that it's the Omer Ede Mesira Kaisi. No, you don't need signatures inside. Yes, Midrabban, we add the signatures inside, so you don't have a problem with proving it. But Min Adin, Midaraisa, you don't need witnesses signing on the get. You need Ede Mesira, two witnesses to observe it being given over. And in this situation, Rabbi Loza says the same thing applies by Kedushin, and therefore Mikudeshes in this situation. So that is the understanding Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak says of this machlokes in Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lozer. It's a question of there are no witnesses on it. Rabbi Meir says you need witnesses on it, therefore Eidim Mekudeshes. Rabbi Lozer says you don't need witnesses on it, you don't need Eidim Mesira, and therefore Mekudeshes. And the Chachamim say we don't know. Rabbi Mesavkele, Iker Rabbi Meir, Iker Rabbi Lozer. They don't know. How do we pask it? And therefore, Hilkoch, Shom and Esaviyah. They say, let's look at the valuation of the paper. If the paper is worth a Shavu Pruta, then Imyesh will Shavu Pruta Mekudeshes. And then we delete the words Vim Lav, Eidim Mekudeshes. Rashi says, no, in that situation, it's not that she's not Mekudeshes, then it's a machlokes. And it'll be a suffix Mikudeshes, not that she's not Mikudeshes. So again, Rashi deletes these words over here because it doesn't make any sense to say Imlav ain't Mikudeshes. So therefore, the Chachamim are saying, we don't know if that loch is like Rav Meir Elazar, so we can't answer that. We don't know how to paskin over here, but go look and see the paper. Because if the paper is worth a shavit pruta, then mimanushach, even if you hold like Rav Meir, that it wouldn't be Mikudeshes because of the shtar, but she's Mikudeshes because of the kesef. And therefore, it's a shavit pruta, and therefore she's Mikudeshes. But it has nothing to do with Rav's statement that you can't be Mekadesh with a milva. Everybody holds like that. Alternatively, another way to understand this over here is, this is a Shtar Kiddushin, but it wasn't written Lishma. Uber the Reish Lakish completely, and they're arguing about Reish Lakish's din. What did Reish Lakish say? The boy Reish Lakish said, Shtar Eisen Shikavo Shalol Lishma Mahu. He had asked this question. If you have a Shtar Eisen, a Shtar of Kiddushin, that was written, but it wasn't written Lishma, it was a generic document. So do we compare it to Gittin, or do we not compare it to Gittin? Mahu. So, Havayu Liyitziya Makshino, we know the famous pasuk that compared that going in and going out, just like she was originally married to this person, and she went out, but also then, Vahisul Ishacher. We have the same famous Hekish that Reish Lakish holds from. Remember the other day we had, he was screaming at Rabbi Yochanan, how could you not say this Hekish? So, Havaya L'Yitziya Makshinan. So therefore, so Reish Lakish says, do we say Ma Yitziya Bein L'Shma? Just like a get must be L'Shma, so too, Af Havaya Nami Bein L'Shma, so too, the Shtar Kiddushin has to be written L'Shma. And if you just have a Stam document that you picked up in the store, even though you give it over with Edim, that's not going to work. Oh, Dilma, no. Havaya L'Hadda Bein Makshinan. We say no. We compare Kiddushin to Kiddushin. And then Ma Havaya de Kesef Lobi Nushma, the coins that you're giving to the girl, doesn't have to be minted Lishma. So just like the coins are generic, so too the shtar can be generic. Havaya de shtar Lobi Nushma. And that's what Reish Lakish had asked, and he paskin, Kibosta de Baya Hadapashta. He had asked this question, he himself answered. He said, no, the Hekish is the critical thing. Boyatsa Vahaisa. Mekish Havaya Litzia. Therefore, just like the get has to be written Lishma, so too the Kiddushin have to be written Lishma. And that's exactly what Rav Meir and Rabbi Elazar are arguing about. Mar, Rav Meir is like the Reish Lakish. He holds like Reish Lakish that just like it has to be written Lishma by a get, has to be written Lishma like Kiddushin. This wasn't written Lishma, and therefore, this document of Kiddushin was not written Lishma, and Mar, Rav Meir, holds that it's no good. However, Umar, Rabbi Elazar, less later Rabbi Ishlakish, he doesn't hold that it has to be written Lishma, and therefore he holds that it's good. And again, the Chacham don't know which one is which, so that's their Shita. Alternatively, another way to understand is the machlokas between Rabbein and Elazar and the Chachamim could be as follows. The Kuliyama is with the Reish Lakish. In fact, everybody holds like Reish Lakish, the Wamekish, Havayil Yitzia, and in fact, it has to be written Lishma. But what does it mean it has to be written Lishma? It was written Lishma, the Shalomi Daita, but it wasn't written with her knowledge. The man wrote the shtar, yeah, I want to marry Sarala, and you go write up this document for me, and it's written Lishma from the man's point of view, but Sarala had no idea about this. Ubipluksa, the Rav of Ravina versus Rapapa Rav Shravya Kamifliki. And they're arguing about this double Amor Machlokis, Ravina and Rava versus Rapapa and Rav Shravya. And what is that, the Itmat? Because we said the base medrash. Kisavu Lishma, this exact case, where the document was written Lishma for the husband, writing it for this girl, Sarala. Shalmi Datta, but Sarala didn't know anything about this document. So Rav and Ravina, they both say Ami Mikudeshes. And in this situation, the opinion of Rabbi Elazar would be, yes, she is Mekudeshes. They hold like Rava and Ravina. Whereas Rav Papa, Rav Shravya, Omri, ain't a Mekudeshes. No, you need over here Lishma of her as well. And therefore, Rav Papa and Rav Shravya, as well as Rav Meir, would say that she would not be Mekudeshes. And Rashi explains, what is exactly is this Machlokes? So we had this previously. You can see this in the Rashi, Eina Mekudeshes. It says, Ma Yitzia Binam B'Ksivas HaGet Das Makne. You need to have the person who's giving over the get, Hainu, Baal Shemakne Seisha Li'atzma B'Get. Ah, Havaya Binam Das Makne. V'Yaisha. The woman has to be involved in this. That's the opinion over here of Ravina and Rava that says that the girl has to also be involved in the Lishma over here, just like the man who is causing the divorce, so to the woman who's causing the marriage by accepting it. They both have to be Lishma. And that's the opinion of Rav Papa and Rav Shravya and the opinion of Rav Meir that she's not Mekudeshes unless she also, this document was written and she knew about it. However, the opinion of Rabbi Elazar and Rav Papa and Rav Shravya is no, she doesn't need it because it is not compared to getting in that way, just like a get can be Baal Karcha, so too the Kedushin could be, quote, Baal Karcha. Not that she can be forced to accept the Kedushin, but it doesn't have to be the document written for her Lishma. She has to accept it Lishma, but it doesn't have to be written Lishma. That's what the Machlokis is. So again, this has nothing to do with Rav Shita, that you can't be Mekadesh the move is Lekuliyama. Try again. Neimok, Ani Tanoi. Let us say that Rav, his idea that you can't be Mekadesh move is also Machlokis Tanoi for the following. The Tanoi, we learn the following Raisa. If a woman says to a man, "Asei li shirayim, go and make for me this certain type of an anklet, or nizamim, or a certain type of an earring, or tabos, a certain type of a ring, and the akadesh anilacha, I will become married to you when you do this." And he said this to her, because the man has to offer the kedushin to the woman, so he has to say to her, "Yes, with my making of these types of jewelry for you, with that wages that I'm making for that, you'll be Mekudesh with those Swedish." They're Kaddish Ani Lecha. So she says, "Yes, I will become Mekudeshes to you with your doing this work." So Kivin Sha'asan Mekudeshes, Divi Rameya. Rameya says, as soon as he goes and makes this, she is Mekudeshes. Now, we'll see exactly what that means as soon as he goes and makes this. The Chacham Mamrim, the Chacham say, no. Ani Mekudeshes at Sheyagia Mamon Yodah. No, she's not Mekudeshes until she gets the Mamon in her hands. Now, what exactly are Rameya and the Chacham saying over here? So Gemara clarifies this and says, "Hi, Mamon Hekadam, what are we talking about over here that she's not Mekudeshes at Sheyagia Mamon Yodah?" If you're telling me, Ilema Oso Mamon, if you're talking about the ring itself, this anklet or this earring or this finger ring that he's making for her, so she actually has to go and get it according to the opinion of the Chacham, Enu Kadesh Ashiyah Mamon Yodah, until she actually gets the ring, that implies, Mikal the Tanakama Savrafilu Oso Mamon Amilo, that she doesn't have to get the ring or the anklet or whatever it is. She doesn't have to actually get it. As soon as he does it, she's Mekudeshes. Rashi says, Loshum Bisniya, that can't be. El Bamai Mikacha. In what way would she, in fact, have become Mekudeshes? Because he did something, he didn't give it to her. So that can't be it. It must be talking about some other money that we're talking about here besides the jewelry. And in fact, they're arguing over here of this point of Rav, whether you can be Mekadesh Milva or not. So the Savre, in fact, they both hold the Kuliyama Yeshla L'Schivus Mikul Asov. They both of them now hold that when the worker does his work, he actually, every step that he does, he gets paid for, albeit the money isn't collectible till the very end. So he did 1 minute's work, so he gets a dollar. He did another minute's work, he gets another dollar. So he finally finishes all the work, he gets the $100 for doing the work. Took him 100 minutes, he gets $100 to do all the work. And therefore, they all hold like that, that the work is actually a loan. Because each time you did a dollar, it's like a loan. Okay, I did a dollar's work for you, you owe me a dollar. It's a loan. I did another dollar's work for you, it's another loan. And it's only payable at the very end. So, yeshna l'shirus, this work that he did is payable mitchila. Technically, it's owed to him from the moment he did the work. Each minute's work he gets paid for. Yatsof, and at the very end. So the loan is now collected. And they all hold like that. Both Rav Meir and the Chacham both hold like that. Therefore, it is a milva, v'hava milva. Now, my lab hokamivli. Therefore, they're arguing about this. Demar Rav Meir sovar hamikadesh b'milva mikudeshes. That Rav Meir says, yes, kivin sh'osu mikudeshes. As soon as he did this, since it's a milva, but a milva can work to be mikudeshes. So therefore, he disagrees with Rav. Rav Meir holds that you can't be mikadesh with a milva. Whereas the opinion of Chacham Mumar sovar hamikadesh b'milva ain't a mikudeshes. That you can't be mikadesh with a milva. Oh, exactly like Rav. So let us say this is machlokas tanoim. So I want to give you several tirutz of why this is not so. Lo, in fact, that's not it. In fact, the kuliyama mikadesh milva ain't a mikudeshes. Everybody holds like Rav. You can't be mikadesh with a milva. That's the way we pass it. You can't be mikadesh with a milva. So what are they arguing about over here then? V'hocha, b'yeshna l'shirus b'tchilo v'yatzol k'mili. They're arguing this point that we just said. Does the work that the person does, is that payable at the end? Or is it really payable every minute of the way? Oh, but it's only collectible at the end. So therefore, that's what they're arguing about. Ma'ar sov, Rav Meir holds, and we turn to Menchesa Medeis, eino l'shirus el b'so, that you only get paid at the very end. And therefore, the shirus isn't considered a loan. And therefore, Rav Meir holds, Kivin Shaso Mikudeshis, because now it's only now collectible. The Shiris is only Besov. So it's not a loan. He's now giving her this right now. Now I finished everything. Now you owe me the money. And he's saying you don't have to pay me the money. This work that I did, that's why she's Mikudeshis. Whereas the Chamasavar, Mar Savar, Yeshon Shiris Mikudeshis. No, it's a loan. And therefore, Eno Mikadesh Minova. So they're not arguing about it. They both agree. Eno Mikadesh Minova, like Rav. And they're only arguing about over here, do we say yesh l'shirus mitchilo v'asof, or do we say ein l'shirus elo ba'sof? Alternatively, you can say they're arguing, we might say, the kuliyama yesh l'shirus mitchilo v'asof. No, in fact, everybody holds that this is a milva, and therefore, you wouldn't be mekadesh with a milva. A mekadesh with a milva ain't a mekadesh. They all hold like Rav. Then what are they arguing about? They're arguing about another concept. Does the worker, the artisan over here, does he earn the shvach kli or not? Is it his or not? So Maris of Rameh holds Umon Kone b'shvach kli. He has made the silver that she gave him go from being $100 to now being $150. Oh, that extra $50 is what he's Makadisha with. And therefore, she's Mekudesh with the shvach kli. However, the Chacham hold Maris of Umon Kone b'shvach kli. No, he doesn't own that. She owns the whole $150. She has to pay him $50 for his wages. But therefore, he can't be Makadisha with that because it's not his to be Makadisha with. And therefore, everybody agrees with Rav that you can't be Makadisha with a milva. And they're arguing over here, but who owns the improvement in the kli? Is it his or hers? So if you hold that it's his, so then he can be Makadisha with it, like Rameh. If you hold that it's hers, so then he can't be Makadisha with it. Alternatively, you can explain, they will hold again, like Rav. You can't be Makadisha with a milva. Then what are they arguing about? You might say, Mod Kuliyama ain't a Mukon Mishakli. They disagree with the previous discussion, and they say, no, everybody holds it. You can't say the Uman gets it. So therefore, it's the girls, and you can't be Mekadesh with the Shvach Kli. And they all hold the Eshel with the Lassau, and therefore you can't be Mekadesh with the Milva. Or Mekadesh Milva, ain't a Mukadesh. So then what are they arguing about? He made it into a ring, and then he added onto a diamond onto it. He added onto it a nofech, a certain type of precious jewel. So the Maris of Rameh holds that when this is a milva, which is the work that he did, because yesh shiris mitchil v'atzof, so it's a milva, but also pruta, he added on the nofech, whatever it was worth. So therefore, what's her das? Daite apruta. Oh, Rameh holds that her thinking isn't not on the milva she's being mikudeshes, but on the nofech that he added, and therefore mikudeshes. Whereas the opinion of Chacham Mumar Tzavar, no, daitia milva. The main thing over here was the milva. That's worth the $100. The little stone that he added on was worth $20. So her mind is on the milva, and you can't be mikudeshes with a milva. And this is parallel, and this is the last thing we'll discuss today's shir. Baruch Hashem, we caught up an extra omud of Gemara. But if looks at the Hani Tanoi, and this is based upon the following machlokas, the Tanya, three machlokas. It says, "Bischar shosisi machi." The man says to a woman, "You know what? I improved your ring, and I worked on it, and I want you to be mekudeshes to me with the wages that you owe me." Bischar shosisi mach. So that ain't a mekudeshes. That can't be done because he already earned it, as we'll see. Yeshchim etchilu v'asof. So bischar she'asei mach. But for the work that I will do for it, then you can be mekudeshes. That's the Tana Kab over here. Rav Nasa disagrees. Rav Nasa bear. It's both cases, you can't be mekudeshes. B'schar she'asei moch, you can't even be mekudeshes there. In a mekudeshes, we'll see why in a moment. And certainly, b'schar she'asei moch, you can't be mekudeshes because that's a milva, and you can't be mekudeshes with a milva. And then we have a third opinion. Review that Nasi Omer, the MS Amru, the halach is in fact, Bein Mischar Sheh Sisi, Bein Mischar Sheh Asimach. I hold like the previous opinion, and Mikudeshes. You can't be Mikudeshes. But what do I add on? Bein Hosef Lo Novach, Mishalo, Mikudeshes. But he adds on that if he added something, then you can't be Mikudeshes with that. So this three Bein Machlokas parallels what we just said. What's the three Bein Machlokas over here? Bein Tanakam, Rabbi Nasan, because in the first opinion that says I can be Mikudesh with the future, but you can't be Mikudesh with the past, versus the opinion of Rabbi Nasan says you can't be Mekadesh with the past and not even with the future. So they're arguing about that's Ikari Nayu Skiris. Do we say Yesh Skiris Bitulu Yasof or not? That's what their machlokas is on. So they, Rabbi Nasan and Rabbi Yehuda, and the opinion of the second and third opinions, Rabbi Nasan and Rabbi Yehuda, they're arguing about Bain Rabbi Nasan and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Ikari Nayu Milvul Pruta. They're arguing on this point, exactly this point. Is she Mekadeshes with the Milva or is she Mekadeshes with the Pruta? So Mar, Rabbi Nasan holds Milva Pruta, Daitia Milva. Oh, that's why she's not Mekadeshes. Whereas Mar Sovar, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi holds the Daiti Apruta, the Nofek that he added on. That's what she's Mikudesh on, not the Milva, but everybody holds like Rav, Ein Mikudesh es B'Milva. Good, Baruch Hashem, a long shiur today, but we caught up an extra Amud for the last days of Sukkot. Ezra Hashem, everybody should have a wonderful day and a Gemar Chasima Tova.